From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for being there beside the radio, as this week we are dealing with a very practical, very basic, but a very significant subject. The subject is, examine yourself today. In other words, examine yourself to make sure that you know Jesus Christ as Savior. You know, I had a grandfather who was a pastor. He served in the pastoral ministry for nearly 60 years. And I can remember when I was a youngster, and that's many, many years ago today, believe me. But I can remember my granddad, I called him Papa. He sat me down and he said, Gary, the two most important things that you will decide upon in your life is, number one, what will you do with Jesus? And number two, who your wife will be. Well, I'm very, very thankful that on July the 17th, 1964, I realized I was a Savior and I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior personally. That's the most important decision I made. And then about 10 years later, June 1st, 1974, I married my wife, and she's stuck with me all down through the years. That's the second most important decision that I made. And that is applicable to every one of us. Make sure that you know the Lord and make sure you have a good spouse for your life. But the most significant question is, are you sure you are saved? That's what is behind this passage of Scripture that we are dealing with this week. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, written to a church, says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Put yourself to the test. Have you ever personally trusted Christ as Savior? Examine yourself. Make sure that you are saved. Have you come to the place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? If not, trust Christ as Savior so that you will go to heaven. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you. Say something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and He will. But make sure you are saved. Yesterday, we looked at the importance of self-examination. Today, we look at the ingredients of self-examination. If we are going to make sure that we are saved, if we are going to conduct this examination ourselves, then we must know what the ingredients of that examination is. And of course, as I brought out the other day, it really starts by asking the Lord to search our hearts through His Holy Spirit. And if you will recall, I drew your attention the other day to Psalm 139, the last two verses, verses 23 and 24, where the psalmist David says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Ask God through His Holy Spirit to examine your life to make sure that you're saved. That's where it begins. But God also has given us some other facts to take into consideration when we are conducting this examination to make certain that we are saved. The first, of course, is the Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God is our guide. It's the Word of God that will give us insight as to whether or not we truly are saved. For instance, go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John, the fifth chapter, And I would like to read for you verses 11 through 13, where the Word of God says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, what we find in those three verses, and that's 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, is this. It's teaching us that if we have believed on the name of the Son of God, that is, if we have trusted Christ as Savior, if we have called upon the name of the Lord and asked Him to save us, then we know for certain that we have eternal life. If you doubt that you have eternal life, then the chances are you've never trusted Christ. The eternal life is the life of God in us. And the fact of the matter is, the moment one person says, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," or something like that, then that person has become a child of God. That person has received the eternal life of God. And if you have trusted Christ, you know, because the Bible says it. You know that you have eternal life. The Word of God never lies. And so if you've trusted Christ as Savior, you can say without a doubt today, "Yes, praise God, I have eternal life, and I know that I'm going to heaven," because that's the record of God's Word. The second ingredient in self-examination is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, He's the one who convicts us of our sin of unbelief, that we may come to this saving knowledge of the truth. But notice in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, and by the way, I love the 8th chapter of Romans. I would encourage you, if you want to have a blessing, study that great chapter, Romans chapter 8. Oh, it has a lot of truth concerning our walk with the Lord and who we are in Christ. But notice, if you would please, verse 16 of Romans 8. It says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." What a verse. What a verse. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. What does that teach us? It teaches us that when we are saved, the Holy Spirit of God gives us that divine assurance. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit, with who we really are, and gives us the certainty of our salvation when we've really been saved. Therefore, if you examine yourself today and doubt your salvation, or question whether or not you've ever trusted Christ, then the chances are you're not saved. But when you're saved, you know it, because the Spirit of God impresses that upon your heart. I know that on June the 1st, 1974, I married my wife. I know that I am married. I don't have to doubt it. Well, the same is true when you're saved. The Spirit of God teaches you that. The Spirit of God assures you of that. And you know for certain that you're born again. If you doubt, the chances are you're not saved. And then the third ingredient of self-examination is the conduct of life. That is, how do you live? Over in 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, we've got the elements of this great test. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, it says, "And hereby do we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him." It's pretty simple. When we look at our life, the conduct of our life, the way that we live, the things that we do, the places we go, the things that we say, our desire to obey the will and the Word of God. When we look at our life, we can tell by our lifestyle if we're truly saved. If you say that you're a Christian and you never read your Bible, if you say that you're a Christian and you don't have the desire to obey God's Word, if you say that you're a Christian and you're living consistently out in the world of sin without any conviction of the sinful way in which you're living, then, beloved, you're not saved. It's as simple as that. Don't let Satan deceive you by getting to think that, well, I go to church once or twice a month, I must be a Christian. No, examine yourself today. The Word of God will give you the assurance of your salvation. The Spirit of God will give you the assurance of your salvation, and your conduct in life will give you the assurance of your salvation. Beloved, if you're saved, you know it. And when you examine your life to find out if you're saved, you'll know it. I remember one day I heard somebody say to another person, "Have you ever doubted whether or not you were saved?" And the response of that individual was, "I never doubted it from the time I trusted Christ." When you're saved, through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God, and through the conduct of your life, you know it. When you're not saved, you question it. You wonder. You doubt it. And beloved, if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, if you're doubting whether or not you're saved, I encourage you right now, right there, settle it. Say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and He will. And if you make that your choice, contact us and we'll send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.